is Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves. Just dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. The Segal CAI toll-free line as we launch into the second hour tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wade.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their websites. Enjoy ours, freetalklive.com. We go right back to your phone calls. Joe is listening in Connecticut. Joe, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Wayne. Joe, Connecticut?
Joe.
Joe going once. Joe in Connecticut going twice.
Hello.
Hey, Joe, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to talk about Frank for a little bit.
Okay, sure.
As far as his opinion goes, I can't disagree with him more. I've declared my individual sovereignty. Personally.
Wait, you can't declare your sovereignty unless another sovereign state agrees with it.
That's right.
That may be his opinion, but I contend that I can declare my individual sovereignty because my rights exist by virtue of the fact that I exist.
Yeah, well said.
There you go.
I wrote a document about that. I have it up on the Free Keen forum and the Free Talk Live forum, so if anyone wants it out, it's up there.
Right on. What is that, the Declaration of Personal Sovereignty?
Individual Sovereignty, yes.
Individual Sovereignty. Very good. And there is a discussion going on the Free Keen Forum about creating an alternative society, and people are talking about, you know, a declaration, something similar to what you've written up. There's already something else there. There's a Sam and Meg from ObscuredTruth.com are designing a state seal, basically, or the society seal. We're not going to use the term state, but we're using the term society. And so we've got our own seal that's being worked up, and eventually I think what we're going to end up doing, and I hope that we'll likely be able to put this together by this summer, but the Porcupine Freedom Festival is the summertime event. We talked about the Liberty Forum earlier tonight. That's going on. That's the wintertime event. Actually, it's wrapping out the winter. It'll be the very, very tail end of winter. And, boy, if you've been up here in New Hampshire over the last week or so, it has been beautiful. It was 60 degrees today.
And sunny.
Yeah, it was
great.
Amazing. But as an aside, we're working on this, and the idea is to, like, Sam has found some parchment, like some hemp paper, basically, that we could print up our own declaration on, kind of like the Founding Fathers. They had theirs on hemp paper, right? So we could do that, print up this Declaration of Independence, and then basically sign that publicly at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, when you're going to have hundreds of liberty-minded people together. All of those folks, any of them that want to, could put their name to this document, presuming they agree with it, and it will be written, hopefully, in a way that a lot of us liberty-minded people will want to sign on to something like that, because, as always, it's difficult to get everybody to agree on one particular set of phraseology. But in this case, I think that's kind of the proposal, is the idea to bring that out, physically have people put their names on it, and then, hey, now we've got our own society, and we're as legitimate as anybody else. How do you feel about that, Joe?
Absolutely. I was actually planning on coming up to Porkfest anyway, so that would work out really well, actually.
Great.
And I'd love to get, if you guys want to check it out at some point, what I wrote, you know, check it out and leave some feedback, because I haven't had any replies to my post yet. So I'd like, if any of my ideas can be incorporated in that, I would definitely like to work that in.
All right, fantastic. Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight?
No, that's it.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Joe, for the call. He's talking about the Free Keen Forum. You can go there at forum.freekeen.com. Actually, I went ahead and registered another URL, shiresociety.com. So if you go to shiresociety.com, right now all it does is it takes you to one of the sub-forums on the Free Keen Forum about the Shire Society. There's no actual overarching website or anything like that at this point. It's too early on in the genesis of the idea.
Now, where does the word Shire come from?
The Shire, as in, that's something that some of the earlier movers of the Free State Project, Russell and Kat Canning, a couple folks that were real early movers, that they founded one of the local newspapers, and they actually came up with calling it the Shire, kind of like, New Hampshire. So it's part of that, and it's a reference to Tolkien. Isn't it Tolkien with the – there's something called the Shire in one of his books, I think. I think that's where they were kind of coming from with that, but it's a nice name, so we took it.
I think so.
We borrowed it.
How do they feel about that?
I don't think they object to it. In fact, they had talked about doing Shire IDs a while back, a few years ago. They were kind of putting out they were working on their own ID cards. Then I don't know how far they went with it. I think they just kind of printed some stuff out and laminated it. Mm-hmm. What I'd like to see is, you know, real, like, plastic-style identification cards. I think that would be pretty cool. And really, the card printers aren't that expensive. So you can either have a professional printer print them up for you, or you can buy your own card printer. If you've got enough demand for it, if you have a couple hundred people that want to get cards, you've got more than enough demand to justify buying a printer and just passing the cost on to the buyers.
I remember back in the 90s, there were some patriot groups that were promoting these international driver's licenses, which I guess mm-hmm. supposedly were legitimate in some places. But again, it's just an alternative form of ID that gets you, they feel it gets you out of the state system. I don't know if the cops are going to recognize.
No, I don't think this will get anybody out of a jail cell necessarily. I don't think it'll prevent you from going to a jail cell. I just think that it's just the first of many steps on the road to true individual sovereignty, is essentially declaring it, is officially declaring it. It's one thing for me to say on the radio publicly that I've seceded from the United States and I don't want anything to do with it. I don't want their benefits. I don't want their perks, and I don't want their programs. And I'm not going to pay their taxes. It's one thing for me to say that. It's another thing for me to put my name down on a piece of paper with other people and say, we've had enough. So I think it's an important symbolic step.
Right. Well, they're never going to give you your sovereignty. You have to take it.
Exactly. And it's part of that. It's part of that process.
I think we've been tricked and coerced and cajoled into giving up a lot of our sovereignty and freedom and independence and self-sufficiency over many generations. And now it's all coming back around.
Exactly. We continue here taking your phone calls about what you want. Fred is in Florida on the Amp Line. Hello, Fred.
Hey.
What's on your mind today?
Hey, Fred.
I got a question for Wayne, actually.
Go for it.
He said earlier that once you have a shrinking population, your economy is dead. And I just wanted to see if you could justify that, Wayne.
Well, what happens is, and this is happening in Japan, is that then you start to have more older people than young people. And because of the way our system is structured with Social Security and benefits and such, having a shrinking proportion of younger people coming into the workforce to pay it for the older people creates a demographic train wreck. And that's what we face in a lot of Western countries and Japan face.
Okay, so Social Security and welfare aside, is there another problem with it?
If you didn't have that, it shouldn't be a problem. As long as there's someone to take care of the old people.
Like a Keynesian type argument about growth or something.
No, I'm no Keynesian. I had 6 years of that garbage in school, and I'm very much an Austrian. But
still, though, it's probably still not a good idea to be losing population, though, just generally, don't you think? I mean, that doesn't sound like
I think
a healthy thing.
No, it probably isn't. And you know, a lot of people stress the need for population control. Even Bill Gates comes out and talks about that. But really, if you want to eliminate exploding population, you have to increase the living standards, and you increase the living standards by capitalism. You don't do it by what we've got now.
Right, but I don't think that has anything to do with necessarily having an expanding population. I think living standards can go up without the population expanding. I mean, you're going to have supply and demand decrease if less people are being born and more people are dying, right?
Yes.
And, I mean, obviously, there's going to be less labor available, but other resources are going to be more abundant, relatively speaking, per capita.
Yeah, right? You'll have some overcapacity. But given the way the world is structured right now, it doesn't, not to say that it can't change, and it could, especially if there's a big worldwide economic collapse, which could be happening. But
look locally. I can look locally here, at least, to give an example to our audience of at least something that happens when population starts going away. There's a town in New Hampshire called Berlin, and it's up in the very northern portion of New Hampshire. It's, I don't know, population around 10,000 people, so not the biggest of towns, not the smallest either. And they've been losing people there. There was a plant that shut down in town, a processing plant. They shut down, so those jobs went away. That kind of led, in turn, to people leaving the area, and more people left the area as a result of that. The housing market is great. You know, if you want to go and buy a house in Berlin, you can get one awful cheap. So as far as the resources you're talking about, certainly there's quite a surplus, which means that prices have dropped. But at the same time, people are leaving.
What's so bad about that? I mean, the prices are going to fall.
Right, well, that's fine. And it could stabilize itself, you know, but in the meantime, people are leaving. There's an exodus of people leaving this place. It's essentially dying off. So when you're losing people, to some extent, you're dying. I mean, you can suffer a little bit of loss, but over time, you don't want it to keep going. Thanks for the call, dude. More coming up. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, active and separated U.S. military personnel. This message is just for you. You're entitled to benefits that are not available to the general public. You deserve them. Your family deserves them. And we want to make sure you know about them.
This is Tim Lewis of iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Did you know VA programs can allow you to buy a home with no down payment? Or refi with cash out up to 100% of your home's equity? And, because of your service to your country, it's usually easier to qualify for a VA loan than a conventional loan.
On your feet!
And get all the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com or call 800-900-VA-LOAN. varadio.com.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Spring is here. Growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our archives. If you missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. In fact, back in our podcast, you can go all the way back to January of 2009, all completely free over at freetalklive.com. And head on over to libertarianseminars.com to get more information on 11 seminars that you can choose from to participate in. If you are of college age, or you can also be a recent grad, you can be either in school or a recent grad, whether you're curious about libertarian perspective to extremely passionate about liberty, that you'll find something that will be interesting to you. The career-oriented seminars like journalism, public policy, film and production, academia provides career advice, networking opportunities, and lectures on topics relevant to each career path. You get a free book if you apply by March 15th. Selections include Radicals for Capitalism, Ideas of a Free Society. Two new seminars this year, by the way. Final deadline to apply March 31st. So get on it. By the way, it's free to participate, and IHS, that's the Institute for Humane Studies, actually provide you with housing and meals. So you get there, they put you up, and you enjoy seminars, libertarianseminars.com. That's libertarianseminars.com. Get signed up by March 31st. That's the deadline. But if you get in by March 15th, or if you apply by March 15th, you get a free book. All right, we continue here. By the way, before we go back to the phones, Wayne, you had another comment you wanted to make, so go ahead.
I want to make a comment regarding the previous caller, and that is that, you know, in our present system right now, we have so many people of retirement age or approaching it who are expecting Social Security that really are depending on an insolvent, broken system. That's my big concern because, you know, a few years ago they were questioning Alan Greenspan about Social Security, and they're saying, you know, asking him if it could be paid, and he said, sure, we can pay it, but we can't guarantee its purchasing power. Hmm. And that's exactly what we face. And so if you don't have enough young people to help take care of the older people, what are they going to do? What happens if they can't walk? Or they, you know, you have family members and you have to go out and work like a dog to make a living. How are you going to take care of your elderly parents or grandparents?
Yeah, it's, the Social Security system has really put us in a bad situation.
Because people would have it created a moral hazard, because otherwise people would have saved themselves for retirement. With all the money you put in Social Security, you would have enough money.
But Wayne,
to live
what about
well.
The people that won't take care of themselves?
Even if your employer was taking money out of your check before you even saw it, just like they do now with Social Security, but putting it into an account that is yours, that the Congress can't loot in the general fund. And by the time you got to retirement age, you'd have real money to retire on and live well on.
Is that a government program you're talking about?
No,
there?
It would be a private program, but it would be maybe an employer-assisted private program.
I see. So a private retirement program.
Right.
To help you save for retirement.
Exactly, where it's your money, and you can't touch it, maybe. Right, I mean, if you're going to have any restrictions or regulations at all, the only regulation you would have is the employer takes it out, and you don't touch it until you're 65 or whatever, 62, whatever. And you'd have more money than you could even live on the rest of your life.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, the amount of money that they put into Social Security is really tremendous. I mean, if you look at it, it's actually 15% of your paycheck. Now, you don't see the full amount. This I didn't know for a long time. It's, if you look at the actual deductions on your paycheck, the Social Security line is 7.5%. There's another 7.5%, essentially the double the amount that you see, that's being paid before that even hits your check.
By your employer.
Right. The employer's paying that completely separately. You don't ever get to see that. So effectively, the employer is doubling the amount paid into Social Security. You're paying 15% of your check every single week into your salary. 15% of it is going into Social Security. And like you say, Wayne, you'll be lucky if you see a dime of it.
Right, and if you get hired at a job for, let's say, $32,000 a year, really, the company has budgeted $50,000 because they've got Social Security, they've
right.
got the insurance and all the other things. So you're really getting $50,000 a year. You're just having it taken away from you, and you're getting your allowance like a child.
Right, so if right now Social Security were to end, if we were to, say, declare independence, get out of the United States, and then all of a sudden then nobody had to submit money into the Social Security program, that would give every young person every working person an extra 15% on their paychecks.
Mm-hmm.
Or the original 15% will be back into their paychecks. They could use that money to take care of their parents or to supplement their grandparents or whatever it is that they needed to do with it. They could actually put that money to good use immediately. It'd
yeah.
be nice.
But I have grave concerns for elderly people right now.
Let's continue, though. We got to get back to the phone calls. Gene, listening in Tennessee on the Amp Lines. Hello, Gene.
Hello there, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind
tonight? First, I wanted to comment. compliment you on your little speech earlier about the fictitious cult called government.
Did you hear a little bit of yourself in there, Gene?
I did a bit. And on that note, I wanted to continue with, of all people, Dr. Timothy Leary.
Dr. Timothy Leary, the advocate of tune out.
LSD, dude.
What was his phrase? Tune out.
Turn on, tune in, and drop out.
There you go. Turn in, tune in. What was it?
Turn on.
Tune in, drop out.
Right on.
There you go.
So what about him?
Timothy Leary and the 60s movement was kind of an unusual situation, but it was very much liberty-oriented. And being part of it, I know that the way it's presented today, and it's kind of buried, in the media today. They really don't like to talk much about the media, the 60s movement. And when they do, it's always those kooky hippies and their sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
You never did LSD, did you, Gene?
I did.
You did? Oh, wow.
And while there was sex, drugs, and rock and roll in the 60s, it wasn't all that much, really. I don't think it was any more than what you have today. So
LSD, I don't think, is as popular today, but I could be wrong about that.
It was just a shock to the establishment at the time, because before this whole 60s thing started, all the men had crew cuts and wore penny loafers, and all of a sudden, within a couple of years, everybody had long hair and beards, and they were doing acid. So it was a big cultural shock at the time. I was a kid. But, Gene, tell me something. How do you think that whole 60s mentality morphed into I love government, and government should do everything? Because look at all these ex-hippies that were in Vermont, let's say. And they were 60s hippies, and now they're total socialists. They used to say, don't trust anybody over 30, don't trust the government, and now they're total statists. How did that happen?
Well, that happened by being bought out. But what I wanted to bring up with Dr. Timothy Leary is...
I'd say it was the seduction of power, but go ahead.
He would say, when he had his speeches, and anybody who sees my posts on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com knows that under my little picture there, it says question authority, which is a term that if it wasn't coined by Dr. Leary, it certainly was promoted by him. He would say in his speeches that we should question all authority, even his own. So here's a man who would get on the podium, and he would say that all authority is subject to questioning and demanding that it's legitimate, including his own. He wanted people to question his authority, which, of course, he really didn't have any other than holding a doctorate.
Right, but all authority is also subject to corruption.
And all authority. But see, the questioning of authority brings about the real answer to that is that there isn't any legitimate authority. You see, and that was actually understood in the 60s, and it's not understood now.
Yeah, people they certainly have not held on to those lessons. People do not practice the question. I see bumper stickers about question authority still, but it's certainly not widely practiced. Gene, thanks for the thoughts. Thanks for the call, 800-259-9231. I'd also say refuse to obey as well. Add that to it.
A revolution in smoking is underway, a revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking god.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saw Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help. And we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. You just dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, bring up anything, 800-259-9231. It's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. A lot of features, they're all free. The website, we give you the streaming. We give you the archives. We give you the webcam. Enjoy it all at freetalklive.com, including our webcam, where you can actually chat also at the same time as you watch and listen to the program. Go to cam.freetalklive.com, find that, and get interactive. cam.freetalklive.com. And don't you just hate making extra trips back out to the car in order to bring in more groceries? Wouldn't you just rather make one trip from the car into the house and be done with it? Well, you can if you have the Totosack, or at least I can. You can go to totosack.com and learn more about this wonderful little handle. It's made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. I use them and love them. Totosack.com is where you can go, T-O-T-A-S-A-K.com. Order yourself a family pack today. That's Totosack.com. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, Brandon is in South Carolina. Brandon, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I just wanted to tell a short story because I thought you would like it, Ian. It's about how I almost got arrested the other day.
Okay, go for it.
All right, so I pulled into a parking lot at one of my friend's houses. It's like a condo complex. And I knew a cop was behind me, but I didn't know he was pulling me over. And after I pulled into the parking lot, he turned his lights on and pulled in right behind me as I was getting out of my car. And so I didn't know he was pulling me over, and he jumps out of the car really quick and has his hand on his gun like he's, you know, like I'm some violent character or something.
Right.
And he said really quick, like because I was moving, he said really quick, I pulled you over because your license, you were driving on an expired tag. And he was like, did you know your tag was expired? And I was like, I didn't even know you were pulling me over. So I walk to the back of the car and I look at the license plate, and of course he doesn't like this. But, I just wanted to see if, you know, my license plate was expired. So right. I went back and looked, and of course he tracked backwards with me, hand on the gun the entire time. So he said, you were driving today. And I said, no, I wasn't driving. I was traveling. And he didn't like that answer. And, so he looked at me and he said, so this car just magically got here all by itself. It just drove itself. And I said, no, I traveled in this vehicle. And, he didn't like that. So then he asked me if I had a driver's license. And I told him, I kind of stopped for a second because I didn't want to, you know, I didn't want to give him jurisdiction over me, you know? So, I don't know. Never mind. So anyways, I thought about it for a second, and then I told him, no, I don't have a license. And as soon as I said that, he freaks out and, like, lunges in at me to put me up against the car and put me in handcuffs.
Wow.
And I turned my shoulder and I backed away and I went, no, I'm just playing with you. I didn't want to go to jail. So I get my driver's license out of my pocket and I hand it to him. And I had a friend with me in my car and I was like, I'm going to go let her in the house. And so I said, you do whatever you got to do. And he was fine with this. So we went into his car and typed it up and stuff and I went to let her in the house. And I came back, and I said, he said, here's your driver's license back. And I said, oh, that's not my driver's license. That's my straw man's. he said, you're straw man. And I went, yeah, you should look it up. Apparently he didn't like that answer either. Mm-hmm. And so he hands it back to me, and I asked him, and this is where I figured I was onto something, you know? Because I know you've talked about the whole straw man conspiracy.
Yeah, I don't know if there's really anything to it, but go ahead.
Yeah, so anyways, I was just trying it, you know? I was trying it out. So I asked him, and this is when I figured I was onto something. I asked him, well, do you need a driver's license to travel in the state of South Carolina? And he said, he looked me dead in the eye and he said, no, sir, you don't. And I said, really? I said, well, let's get our story straight for your little camera here, because we were standing in front of his car at this point, and I pointed to his dash camera, and I said, I was traveling today, and you assumed I was driving. And he said, yeah, and I'm going to go to court and say, you know, whatever he said. And I said, yeah, and I'll go to court, and I'll say whatever I have to say, and we'll have a good day in court. And he said, you better hope you have a judge with a sense of humor.
Well, yeah, I mean, the whole the straw man thing, that hasn't come up on the show, I don't think, in a while, but the suggestion there is that the name on the driver's license isn't actually your name because it's not in written with a capital letter and lowercase letters.
Yeah.
It's all in uppercase, and there's a lot of people that believe that there's really something to that. And for me, I was actually kind of suckered into it for a while as well because it's a very, you know, intriguing conspiracy theory. And I think to some extent there may be a level of truth to the idea that in order to interact with a corporation, you have to have your own corporation and that they treat you like a corporation in those ways. But at the same time, you know, the average cop certainly doesn't, if there's any truth to it, the average cop certainly doesn't know about it. Maybe many judges don't know about it either, and it won't save you from a jail cell. So what the hell's the point?
I think there have been some very, very clever legal minds over the years that have found different ways around the law of the land, so to speak, in order to enslave people and to control people. I wouldn't put it past any control freak, sociopath, you know, to not come up with something like that. So I don't buy into it completely, but it doesn't surprise me if that's the case because there's a few things that make sense.
We've seen papers from the courts around here that are typed up appropriately. So they're not in all caps like everybody who subscribes to this conspiracy theory believes. They believe that everything you get from the government will have your name in all capital letters, and that is on its face been proven not true.
Well, maybe not the state, but maybe the feds. Who knows? But I
don't know.
Who knows? Who knows? But
it's all very interesting, but I don't think it has any bearing on reality.
Well, I, I think there's actually something to it, because if I would have just said when he first pulled me over, if I would have just said, do I have any obligation to answer any of your questions? I mean, what would he have said?
I think that's a good question to ask, and I plan on asking about obligation when they force me into their court for a parking ticket that they forced upon me. I'll be going to court for that in late April, and people, if they want to know what's going on with that, can go to the Freekeen forum at forum.freekeen.com, where I've been posting all the various different correspondence between me and the court and the cops and all that. So I do plan on asking about the obligation, because if I haven't consented to their society, and I have not, then how could I be obligated to follow their society statutes and their society's ordinances? That's what statutes and ordinances are. They are the rules of a society. They're the written down rules that members of that society have agreed to follow. Well, I have not agreed to be a part of that society, so therefore, how can I be obligated to them? I would like to have that explained to me. I doubt they will ever explain it. They'll just likely put me in a jail cell. So that's what I expect to happen. And you are also, you said you're going to court, right?
Yeah, I am going to court in April, like April 28th.
Hey, I'm going to court. We'll be in court, I think, on the same day. So, hey, if you make it out, go ahead and call in and tell people about your experience. I don't know if I'll be here that night or not, because I may be in jail myself.
I may also be in jail, because I figured what I was going to say is when the judge called me up there, I was going to say, I claim common law jurisdiction, and then he tries to ask, you know, if you're going to, you know, plead innocent or guilty. And if you answer one of that, you're admitting jurisdiction. And so I would just say at that point, I don't consent to contract with the courts and I waive all benefits.
Yeah, well, there are all kinds of theories about what you can say. And, of course, usually when you try this stuff out, it doesn't go the way you think it's going to go. And you end up with a contempt of court charge or something like that, or the judge loses his cool and you get kicked out of court. It sounds like what you're going to is an arraignment, right, on the 28th?
I have no idea.
Well, yeah, if they're going to ask you to plead guilty or not guilty, that's likely an arraignment, and then they'll set a trial date. So usually you probably won't get a contempt of court during the arraignment. They'll probably just force a not guilty plea and then schedule a trial, and then later on if you try that stuff like I did. I tried that. Not that exact phraseology. And, of course, the people that propagate these conspiracies will say, well, if you didn't use the exact magic word phrase, then that's why it didn't work. So good luck. Let us know what happens, Brandon. Appreciate hearing from you. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance. In a...
I love gardening. What I don't love to see is deer and rabbits destroy my beautiful plants.
Why let your garden be destroyed? Plant Skid Repellent protects your garden, trees, and landscaping from wildlife damage. Made in the USA from 100% organic environment and pet-friendly ingredients, Plant Skid is the number one, most tested, most effective, and longest-lasting deer and rabbit repellent you can buy. It lasts up to 6 months over winter and 3 to 4 months during the active spring-summer growing season. Unlike other repellents, Plant Skid will not wash off in the rain and is guaranteed to outlast and outperform all other repellents. Plant Skid is OMRI listed organic and is proven effective protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents. That's why Plant Skid is used by leading forest companies, nurseries, and conservation agencies and is member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Locate a dealer nearest you at plantskid.com. Proven plant protection, guaranteed, or your money back. Go to plantskid.com. That's plant, SKYDD.com today.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1. New climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2. Our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3. In some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4. Dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5. A solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. You like the show, you want to help us out, you can promote Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Get a whole list of things you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and into more ears around the internet. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. Do you have existing foreclosures, bankruptcies, judgment, liens, collections, late payments on your credit files? Do you need to increase your credit scores? How'd you like to hire professionals at a law firm? Well, you can contact a credit repair law firm, Chartered, part of the Better Business Bureau for over 6 years and listed number one on the Consumer Advocacy Group of America. Not only will they help you with your credit restoration and score, but also you'll get educated. Go to cleaningcredit.com. That's cleaningcredit.com. All right, we continue here, taking your phone calls about what you want. Scott is in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Hey, long time there, big guy.
Scott, what's on your mind tonight? You're on with Ian and Wayne.
Well, okay. I just wanted to ask you guys, did you get your census thing in the mail?
Sure did. I did. I got their little notice letter, and Wayne apparently got the entire census already.
Did he?
Yeah.
I wanted to ask Wayne, is he going to put all his information on that?
I can't. Well, actually, I'll put what I'm legally required to put on. That's it.
You're not. Yeah, well, how, right. Wait, what are you legally required to put on, Wayne?
The number of people that live in your house.
How did that legal requirement know? How was that created upon you?
The Constitution.
Did you sign the
Amen.
Constitution?
No, I didn't.
So how
didn't.
Is it? How is that a requirement on you?
Well, I look at it this way. It's the minimum amount to do to get them off your back.
Ah, I see. Well, I don't care if they come back. I'm not going to fill out anything on that form. What about you, Scott?
Well, I think I'm with Wayne because the only thing I'm going to put is the name on it and the age of who's living here. That's all they need to know.
They don't even need to know that, as far as I'm concerned. That's up to you. That's your choice. I'm not giving you legal advice. But look at the form itself. Do you have the actual questionnaire?
Well, I don't have it yet. They said I'll get it in a week.
Yeah.
I think all the Americans better listen to what we're talking about right now.
Well, right. There's been a few videos on it. I know Ron Paul even spoke about it as well, and there's been some court cases in the past about this. And if you look at the form, actually, what's really interesting is the section, the very first section, question one, with the number of people you live in your house, that's colored a certain shade of green or blue, whatever it was. And the rest of the questionnaire is kind of shaded and colored more white, as if, okay, this is the real section, and this is all the stuff that we're going to trick you into answering. And so, you know, I object to telling them what race I am, what religion I am. That's none of their business.
Right.
You know, if they want to know how many people live in the House for congressional apportionment, that's fine. I'll give them that. Get away from me after that.
That's not. I will not give them anything. I am just. I've seceded from the United States. I'm not interested in their games. I'm not interested in their wars. I'm not interested in their taxes. I'm not interested in their programs. I don't want to participate. And so I'm not going to fill out anything. If they want to send their bureaucrats over here, I'll meet them at the front door with a video camera.
There you go. Yeah. They'll probably put two.
They can put whatever the hell they want there. I don't care what they put. That's their business.
Right. Ask you how many people live in this house?
I'm not going to answer any of their questions.
Oh boy, tough one here.
So I could go the ignore them route, but it'd be more fun to confront them with a video camera and put the videos up on YouTube if they're worth it. Yeah. We'll see. So Scott, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, I just wanted one more thing to say there.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to ask Wayne. With the countries that are collapsed, like Iceland, and I see Greece is in turmoil with their country going in trouble with money.
And Portugal and Spain, Ireland.
Spain, Portugal, and now Great Britain. And, of course, our country here is going down the toilet bowl. I heard that they're going to be shutting schools down. And, boy, things are getting better.
Oh, geez. Well, you know, it's funny because the United States has a far higher debt-to-GDP ratio than Greece does, and Greece is going under. Well, of course, they can't print money like the U.S. can, so they can kick the can down the road a little more here.
How much longer do they get to do it, though?
Until you have this massive pile of aluminum in front of you.
Scott, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. I've got the letter he's talking about here, and probably a lot of our listeners are very familiar with this. Did you get one of the intro letters like a week ago, Wayne?
No, I didn't.
I'm shocked that you've already gotten the census. They must be a week ahead in your town. But I'll just read this, because we've been talking about the census and disobeying and refusing to participate in it. So it's about ready to begin. Dear resident... So one of the questions I'd had originally was, do they know who you are? No, they don't.
Right. They just have your address.
Right. They just have all of the addresses in the United States that they know of.
But they want your name and your age.
I bet they do. Yeah. So this is from Robert Groves, the director of the U.S. Census Bureau.
Hey, Mr. Groves.
Dear resident, about 1 week from now, you will receive a 2010 census form in the mail. When you receive your form, please fill it out and mail it in promptly.
Oh, goody, goody.
Your response... is important. Results from the 2010 census will be used to help each community get its fair share of government funds for highways, schools, health facilities, and many other programs you and your neighbors need.
Like what?
Without a complete, accurate census, your community may not receive its fair share. Thank you in advance for your help. Sincerely, Robert M. Groves, Director, U.S. Census Bureau.
Oh, they're pitting everybody against each other, aren't they?
Well, they are. They're using this kind of sense of urgency pitch here, the sense of the potential of loss. The suggestion is that if you don't fill out this form and be a good little citizen, then you won't get the services you need. Oh, you really need us, don't you? I mean, that's what they're suggesting here is that, boy, it's so necessary that you have the federal government. And, you know, we've got all these important things that we're going to do for you. Highways. Everybody wants highways. Who doesn't want schools? Health facilities. I mean, if you don't fill out this paperwork, your community will suffer.
You might lose one of your congressmen.
Well, it seems pretty unlikely, but
the whole thing explains it all. The fair share,
yeah. So I can't say I'm persuaded.
I'm not either.
Well, yeah, you are. You're going to fill out that. You already answered it, didn't you?
I just put the number of people in the house,
and you sent it back.
And I sent it back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you're doing what they're asking.
Well, I guess a little bit, but all
but
right.
Yeah, you're not going. You haven't gone all the way, and you're right, Wayne. They do say without a complete accurate census, so you are contributing to its incompleteness, Wayne. Shame on you. You're hurting your community. You know. I wonder what kind of guilt trip they'll try to put on people, because I mean, this is like the beginning. This is a very introductory letter. When you don't send it back in, or if you just send in the one question. Do you think they won't come back at you and try to get you to fill out the rest of it?
Yeah, they did back in 2000.
They did come back at you?
Yeah, I believe they did. If I remember correctly, they did.
So I thought you said this was going to be the way to get them to go away. If they're going to come back, then what's the point?
Well, they'll probably come back and see if they can fill out more of it, or see if they can give you get more information out of you.
Right. But, what about your wife? Will she go along with it, or does she know better?
Well, we know the census taker, so maybe it'll be a little different. But
yeah, that changes things.
That can change things a little bit. But I still think that if you just don't answer the door, or you just say, no, I answered it. There's four people living in the house. What else do you want to know? I don't have to do anything else because I object to the rest of the questions.
I'm interested to hear what happens with people out there, what kind of different tactics the census takers take.
And that's my personal thing. Everybody has their own choices to how they want to handle that, but that's just how I feel about it.
The toll-free number here is 1-800-259-9231. So in about a week's time, purportedly everybody in a household will have one of these sensei to possibly take I think I'm probably just going to ignore it. There's kind of a toss-up in my mind. Should I write back, fill it out and write back, what obligation do I have? Just, send that back to them, or should I just ignore it completely and then confront whoever it is that shows up?
I got to tell you something. This is what really ticked me off, is that almost a year ago, just about a year ago exactly, the census people came around a year early and basically GPSed everybody's front door.
Front doors, yeah.
Yeah, so what are they going to do, hit you with a Hellfire missile if you don't send the laser-guided Hellfire missile, if you don't fill out the census? Come on. I just really ticked me off, and so I'm not. They've already got my backup over that.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Brief news here. Scary news from auctionbytes.com. That's BYTES. Internet sellers who don't report their sales will no longer be under the radar. Starting next year, any bank or other payment settlement company that processes credit cards, debit cards, and electronic payments such as PayPal will have to issue information returns telling the IRS what merchants receive. And they've got a whole brand new form that they'll be able to do, send out to the IRS. According to the story here, sellers will qualify for this if they have more than 200 transactions in a year, or they net more than they gross more than $20,000 through merchant cards. So if you do more than $20,000 in sales or more than 200 transactions, you will qualify for this, which makes me a little bit concerned about the Free Talk Live AMP program. But hey, we'll just keep going anyway, and I don't plan on filling out their form, so we'll see what happens over time here. Hour number three is coming up. You can bring up what you want to control the airwaves. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Boost Kid Essentials, the nutritionally complete drink with 25 essential vitamins and minerals and probiotics to help support your child's healthy growth. Visit us at kidessentials.com. Calling certain foods bad or good doesn't go very far in helping kids understand about balanced diets. Discuss the powers of foods. Carrots are good for your eyes. Fish keeps your heart strong. And how they work together to help kids grow, and they'll remember it even better. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.